You got to wonder, was Tommy James so brilliant that he knew in the future this young lady named Joan Jett would just be able to rock the socks off of his songs? That is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with her version of Hanky Panky here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Also in that set of music, New York Dolls giving you some trash. Before that, how about this? An exclusive track to the WRCT listeners. It's Al Harlow of the Canadian band Prism. A new solo release he has. It's not even out yet, but somehow WRCT has managed to get their hands on that single. Courtesy of Al. He said, hey guys, why don't you play it for a while and just see what the fan reaction is. The song is called Let It Go. If you do have a reaction to it, send me an email. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Let me know if you like it. I really, really dug it. And I've played Prism on my show. I remember, actually, I believe somehow I threw them into my Bryan Adams mock years ago because there is a connection from back in that world. Before the Prism, or before the Al Harlow, actually. It was not Prism. It was Al Solo. Played some REM doing their version of Toys in the Attic. Yeah, the Aerosmith tune. Aerosmith, 50 years ago on this day, played their very first show in a high school. What do you think of that? You know who was at that show? My rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie was. I know he was, because he's at every really cool landmark show. At least he tells me he is, and I have no reason to doubt him. If you doubt him, you should listen to his program Thursday evening. It's called Courts in Session. It's where you're going to hear 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. Think of that, Al Harlow. It's new music, classic artist, Prism. See how that works? New music, classic artist. So that is Courts in Session each and every Thursday starting at 8 p.m. here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Got about an hour before we hit the radio calendar and the music calendar. We're gonna throw a music calendar up this week. Just, I've been told, Moxter, you can do it. I have faith in you. And I said, Mom, thank you. Hey, speaking of thank you, send me a request at that email address I just gave you, wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will play said request on a future show. Wendell brought it to life. It was a special project for his 4-H club, but it broke loose out in the middle of the night, and now it's feeding flower children. Let them ride! All the punks are gonna scream, yippee! Cause it's the thing that only eats hippies! Greg Gaffin wrapping up that set of music with some Bad Religion from 1989 with No Control. Greg Gaffin of Bad Religion, born in Racine, Wisconsin, back in 1964. He's 56 years old today, so I played some Bad Religion for you. Also in that set of music, some Crumbsuckers. Oh, yeah, no, the Crumbsuckers, because I told you I'm going to try to play as many songs as I can think of to sprinkle in that either directly name drop a major party candidate who lost their election, who was not an incumbent, or just somebody who has the same name. This one, a song called Super Tuesday, actually has a line in there that says Mondale Hart or Jesse J. They won't stick to what they say. Walter Mondale, of course, is who I was speaking of. We're referring to, I was speaking of no one, referring to and, for that set of music. Before the Crumbsucker, how about some Sex Pistols? Today also marks their anniversary of their very first show, 45 years ago today. I played an Aerosmith cover. Aerosmith's first show 50 years ago today, Sex Pistols 45 years ago today. November 6th, apparently in the 70s, was a very popular date, at least 10 times. And the Dead Milkmen actually start off that entire set from the Eat Your Paisley album with the thing that only eats hippies, the thing that Wendell released. Yeah, the very first line talks about Wendell releasing it. So again, this is where I throw you a curveball or I just let you know that my rules have very thin lines on how they work because Wendell Willkie, back in 1940, lost to one of FDR's many re-election bids. Yeah, that's how it works. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a Friday night. What a gorgeous day it was today, was it not? Seriously. I know. It's days where Pittsburghers are like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to wear a sweatshirt with my shorts today. Anyway, don't forget, do you remember that Top 40 radio and what it sounded like back in the 70s? Well, I don't either, but Jay Thurber might. So say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from noon until 3 tomorrow for a mix of oldies, newies, and a bunch of snark. It's right here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT. And don't forget that nearly 22 million kids in the U.S. rely on free or reduced-price meals during the school year. And when schools are closed during this COVID-19 outbreak, many children may lose their only source of guaranteed food. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, Feeding America is committed to serving families and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. You can help make sure that children get meals they need by donating right now at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. This is brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and of course, your good friends here at WRCT. So I'm going to warn you, next set of music, there's potentially, I make no guarantees, potentially, wink, wink, two songs that name drop a presidential candidate who did not win. Let's keep that punk rock feeling going, though.
President Al Gore, and this is WRCT Pittsburgh.
election on election day. If he was still with us today, then he would introduce us to his closest friend, the one and only Lenny Bruce. The truth is what he's been through, what he's had to do, what he's seen, and what he's done. All things considered, what he's telling us isn't hurting anyone. We knew it's too short if you check out the deck, it's light. Said he wrote the entire soundtrack to A Hard Day's Night. On paper, place played second base, he says, but he regrets. The stadium will shade the team, the New York Mets.
Yeah. language that everybody here can easily understand.
Would you believe, believe it or not, would you believe that song was actually written about me? Yeah, the Mockster himself had just started doing radio probably 9 months before that song came out. And apparently Vernon Reid had heard my show and wrote that song. That's at least the story my mom used to tell me, so I don't know why I would not believe that. What you should believe of my story is that Corey Glover, lead singer of Living Color, he is as well having a birthday today, 56 years old, played some Living Color from back in the 1980s, the late 80s. I was trying to say all that in one word, with Cult of Personality. Some Supernova in there. Supernova gave us Up and Down from the Ages 3 and Up. Album came out back in 1995, so that was 25 years back. Mighty Mighty Bosstones from their Pay Attention album with All Things Considered. Yeah, it was one of my songs that may or may not have dropped a failed presidential bid. Barry Goldwater, actually, his name was dropped. Oh, Goldwater. The line is, he cost Goldwater the election. So Barry Goldwater was listening. Speaking of failed presidential bids, before that, Tree Fort with a PH gave us Al Gore is a Communist. Start off that entire set with that song. I don't honestly believe that Al Gore is a communist, but, you know, I don't know what I believe anymore. Up is down, down is up. Viva La Mac is back on the radio. Yeah, the world is coming to an end. And you're out there just living like common people.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah, I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand.
We'll be awake for some. tip a chick in the checkout line was paying for beers with nickels and dimes, and some old man had clipped coupons and argued whenever they wouldn't take one. All I wanted to buy was some cigarettes, but I couldn't take it anymore, so I left. I hate everyone. I hate everyone. I hate everyone. I hate everyone. Oh, 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 oh. All the people on the street, I hate you all, and the people that I meet, I hate you all, and the people that I know, I hate you all. Some guy at work really ticked me off by telling me that I was doing it wrong. I was the one who was doing the work, but the big stupid jerk, he drove me berserk. All I wanted to do was smoke a cigarette, but I couldn't take it anymore, so I quit. I hate everyone.
It's that little souvenir of a terrible year. Christmas.
The good news is, here is not where the story ends. Sundays here on the Viva La Mock radio program, wrapping up that set with you got another birthday. My final birthday of the evening, just to let you know. But Paul Brindley of the Sundays turned 57 today. Happy birthday, Paul. That Sunday's album, Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic, came out back in 1990. Wow, that was 30 years ago, Grandpa. Indeed it was. Before the Sundays, also played in that set of music, some Go Set Go by request. That's right. If you have a request, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Again, that's wrctrequest@gmail.com. And these requests are for future shows. In fact, I'm going to let you know, and I've told you this earlier. You can tell me which future show, as long as it's on a Friday. Hey, Mockster, on Friday, December 12th, could you play? Because you never know. Maybe it's your sister's birthday, and you have a shout-out that you want me to give. So I'll do my best to honor all these requests as I get them. But that Go Set Go was by request. Go Set Go doing I Hate Everyone. I think that was another song written for me. Yeah. First, Living Color does one, and then Go Set Go, because, you know, I kind of hate everyone, too. Just don't tell anyone, because I don't hate you. Because you listen to my show, but, you know, I hate everyone who doesn't listen to my show, don't I? Okay, hate might be a little harsh. Tell your friends, listen to the show, and then I won't dislike them as much. Let's do it that way. Before the Go Set Go, some brand new music from a band out of the UK called My Little Brother. Literally, CD arrived in my mailbox last week. I played it in my car, because my car does have a CD player. And I was like, wow, this has got to make the Viva La Mock radio program. Play hard for My Little Brother on the Big Stir record label. Which, if I was on the Facebook or the Twitters, I'd follow them, or I would like them, or whatever it is, because I really do enjoy the music they're putting out. Speaking of music, I enjoy people putting out Pulp in there with Common People, which, ironically, came out 25 years ago. Not today, just 25 years ago. Came back in 95, so. Would you believe, and I just learned this now, that Jarvis Cocker basically had the idea and maybe started the band of Pulp when he was 15 years old back in 1978. 1978! And then I had to go to one of my Pulp resources, which is a good friend of mine, and he said he used to own everything they ever put out. And he says he thinks their first release might have actually come out in 83. 83! Okay. So here's my trivia question for you of the night, and it's not a trivia question, it's more of a contest amongst listeners, all right? So everybody, you've got your paper and pencil ready. I want you to name five bands, excluding Pulp, that came from Sheffield, England. Five bands, go. Okay, time's up. Look at your sheets. On your sheet, do you have any of the following bands, all from Sheffield, England? The Human League, Chumbawamba, Heaven 17, Arctic Monkeys, Def Leppard. Yeah, all bands out of just little old Sheffield, England. How cool is that? And Pulp, of course, we've got to say Pulp. Let's get back into more music, and by more music, I'll give you an advance assignment. This next song name drops William Jennings Bryan, a failed contender for the office of the president. What I want you to write down or figure out is, who was he running against?
They broke into your car last night, took the stereo. Now you say you don't know why you even live there anymore. The garage man didn't see a thing, so you guess it was an inside job. Mm-hmm. somebody must have bribed the maitre d'. The boss got mad and he blamed it all on you. The food was bad and the deal fell through. Cheats. Wish you were here, my love. Wish you were here, my love. We got tractor pulls and red man shoes, corporate relo refugees that need love too. For wealth and greed, amber waves of green and bathtub speed. Now we even got Starbucks. What else you need?
Hey there, Viva La Mocksters, I'm Mando Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters hip act fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
stranger to tell me that my baby's let me down. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I. No one in this whole wide world can change the way I feel. I've been a long lost soul for a long, long time. I've been around. Everybody ought to know what's on my mind. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I. Stranger to tell me that my baby's let me down. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I.
Not your girl. I didn't bring you into this world. seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Some Dolly Parton here on the Viva La Mock radio program with a coat of many colors. Dolly has actually stated publicly that that is her all-time favorite Dolly Parton song. How do I know this? Well, actually, I just literally finished a documentary on Netflix about Dolly Parton today. And that's one of the comments she made. My thought is, a couple thoughts. Like, one is, God, would it be awesome to hang with Dolly for, like, a weekend? Probably just a night, but, like, a weekend with Dolly just tooling around. And then my other thought is, so I don't know what this means with my brain. My other thought is, would you go into a dark alley with Dolly? And not in a creepy way, but, like, you know, would you feel safe? And, of course, you'd feel safe because nobody out there would hurt Dolly Parton. And if they do, they've got the Mockster to contend with, and I'll bring my attorney along. He's rocking, and it's Eric Jackson Lurie with Courts in Session from Thursday evenings. Hopefully he handles cases like that. I should ask him. Hey, before the Dolly, Joe Ely doing Nacho.